No? Gopis are saying from their home that dust are going in sky is full of rays by cow's feet. They were waiting for Krishna float. Float is also coming in their ears. Krishna comes nearer. At that time they are worshipping Krishna by their eyes. Phullendi varakanta minduvadanam varahavatan sampriyam sri vasank mudar kostupadharam pitambaram sundaram gopinang nainot palarchit tanum go gopasanghavritam govindam kalavenuvadan param dibhyangam bhushabhaje. Gopis are doing archan from their corner of eyes, and Krishna accepting all these things. Krishna, there is no cause of Krishna to go for grazing cows. Only the cause that freely he can see meet gopis. So when he is coming, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in so good manner that there going we can see and can have idea how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is remembering that Leela.
Which place?
Madhvadip. When coming from, there is a shrine of Ganges. At that time Ganges was going near that place. Now there is no Ganges. Only deep
coming from Nishingapalli.
And so many places where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes, he only sees remembrance, pastimes of Krishna there. Sometimes he becomes faint, sometimes he tells that, oh Sakha, oh Balai, oh, where is Kalindi, Jamuna, Pishangi? Dust of that place will come on our head and heart, and we will have the mercy of that dham.
And if we go to one place, it won't be so tiring.
I will be tired, but yet I have greed. If I am pure, but till how many times I will.
You can't say no. You cannot say no. Your nature is that. But somebody should be nearby who is very good at saying no.
I will have to search Tamal Krishna.
Yes.
Actually, you should engage me.
Wow, you did a good job.
Yeah.
You did a good job, that's for sure.
Yeah, served your Gurudev like this. You are also starting tomorrow?
No, but they are starting tomorrow, and we are starting day after tomorrow.
I thought that it will be better for me to go from here,
yeah,
because everyone is coming, and problems.
Yeah, no, I agree. You should stay in Mathura Vrindavan. By one excuse or another, you should stay there and not go out. You could say, the doctor has ordered me.
They know. All they know.
Then, still.
Still.
You should have some...
I requested them not to elect me General Secretary. I will not do.
Careful about fanning.
But they told that for 1 year, your name will do. You should not do, your name will do.
What for? What for? What is the benefit of such a thing?
Because everyone obey your orders by name.
By name.
But anyone cannot obey. Let it remain, this it. What, any question? How are you? You have been also caught?
I'm better today.
Better today?
Yeah.
You have been also in the trap of cold?
A little bit, yeah.
Your nose shows that. You'll also start tomorrow for Vrindavan?
Yes, we're trying to, yes. And tomorrow for Calcutta, next day for Vrindavan.
And from there, Delhi, you'll go to Los Angeles?
On 17th.
17th. Any question?
One small question I have for my book. It is stated that when...
Hey, Naveen, hey, pakha tak ek to do to. Oye, ekhan theke niye geche alu talu tomar sho.
Bondho asha nite parbe.
Hello, eta pakha ta ek to dekho to ekhane bahar korte paro to.
What will they take? They take?
They take potatoes from the kitchen. But we have both to eat here.
In Mayapur, in your mandir, there are no monkeys.
I have not seen.
It is far away from city. Ekta na table okhan theke mangiye niyo. Table upar rekhe dao.
So, it is stated that when Brahma prayed with the demigods for Krishna's descent, advent, he prayed Vishnu. So then he was told by Vishnu
that
you may get sick from this.
No, it is going by fates.
So he was told that the Ankh's avatars of the demigods should come and take their birth in the Yadu Vamsha. It is mentioned Ankh's avatar of the demigods. So when Krishna's time for going into his apricot lila had come, it says that Shiradakshayi Vishnu, he went back to Swetdvip, and Krishna went in apricot lila to Dwarka. What about the Ankh avatar demigods? What did they do? Because they had gotten Krishna's association, and that association surely should have promoted them. At the same time, they are so many. It is mentioned who they are, and they have so many important positions to do in their administration, etc. Did they immediately go back to be with Krishna in the spiritual world, or did they first go back to their planets And when the time for their death came, then they went back.
What do you think?
I would think they went back to the original demigod form, and then at the right time, when the demigod was liberated, he went to Goloka.
What is your idea?
Closest to that idea.
Same idea.
But they didn't have necessarily love. They were associating.
No, none mentions. For example, it says that Kashyapa,
was it Kashyapa?
Kashyapa. He joined in the body of Vasudev, and his wife joined in the body of Devaki. So they got very intimate opportunity to do Krishna.
But Bamandev always lives in heaven,
Indraloka.
Indraloka, and all demigods associates and serves him. What becomes of them? They only want
Sakam
Upasana. Being in the association of Bamandev, neither they are mukta, neither they have any prem seva, Vaikuntha. Likewise, they served, but not like the parikar of Krishna. Only there are external services, like Tamoli, you know, Dhobi, you know, what is?
Washing clothes.
These are called Bahishta.
External,
Bahishta. It may be that.
But they joined in the body of Vasudev and Devaki. That is not simply Dhobi.
Kashyap, and they are not like Kashyap all. So according to their qualifications, they have entered in all these things.
What about Kashyap?
Kashyap, he was in body of Vasudev, and Aditi in the body of.
And afterwards, what happened?
Then again,
back to Indraloka, or somewhere like that.
Somewhere, no. If they will serve more in the shape of Kashyap and Aditi, and if they have greed something, then after Dhanusha ki bolare janmist pralay, you know,
devastation.
After that, they will be in the body of Brahma, and Brahma to Garbhodasai, and Garbhodasai in Karnodasai, and from there they will be liberated and go to any sphere where Krishna Lila is going on. I am speaking, but not written anywhere, but by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur Tikas, and I see, we can solve this question in that way. He is telling that when they were quarreling and cutting each other at Dwarka, what place?
Prabhas.
It was mere a external thing. For so, demigods went to their places, all persons, that is, they were parikar of Krishna.
They went to Dwarka.
Goloka Vaikuntha. and demigods went to that places. Similarly, we can, because it may be that a person like Uddhava, no, so friendship, so intimate services to Krishna, but yet he could not be parikara of Krishna at Vrindavan. So if in this lila, if demigods has some greed, then in Devalok they cannot practice. So after pralaya, they will practice anywhere, and then by the mercy of Krishna and Krishna associate, they will go further. It looks like something good idea. We have so much favorite things here, but devatas, demigods have no so much chance. There is very, very few chance to have any greed and to hear Harikatha, but here there is so much chance.
He has a question.
I had a question about, not so much Rasika question, but question about Brahman realization. Brahma realization.
Acha.
That we know that Yenye Ravindakshava Mukti Maninas, that if one goes to Brahman, then it's temporary situation because of a Shuddha Buddhaya. He must come down. But is this verse referring to sadhaka, or one who is in material body and he's merged in with Brahman, or when one actually goes there, leaves his body and goes to Brahman, is that eternal situation for him?
Here it is that it has been told for those who are sadhak of Brahma, Nirvishesh Brahma, like Sukadeva Goswami. He is telling himself that I was so much attracted towards Nirvishesh Brahma, but by chance my father and Gurudev, Vyasadev, has attracted me towards Krishna. So a person being here or there, he can live in Gokul by Swarup Siddhi. They can live always here. This here is Gokul, Prakat Lila, and he is also in Gokul, Golok also. And a man living in a Siddha, living in Golok, he also is in Gokul. But he, sometimes when devotees go up, anywhere he lives, he thinks himself to be in Gokul or Golok. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told anywhere, or in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that a person living in Gokul, he sees Golok in Gokul.
Vihad Bhagavatamrita.
Same thing. And a person who living in Golok, he sees Gokul in Golok. This is the this is a stage when Uttam Mahabhagavat, by mercy of his Gurudev and Gauranga or Radha Krishna, it may be that he is here and he sees all these things here. Sarva Siddhi should be done.
But my question was not so wonderful about this. It was about someone who is Nivishesha Brahma.
What is that slok? Je anya arvindaksh vimukta maninah. Here, not vimukta.
He is not vimukta.
No, maninah.
Just only mentally.
He mentally thinks that I am mukta. For them it is told.
Oh.
If he is mukta, no aparadha or anything. But he is not mukta, yet he is thinking that I am mukta. And if he has some offenses to Hari and Harinam, Krishna, he
fall down.
No. If he avagya, you know?
Guru or avagya.
Disobey. Reject.
Neglect. Krishna feet are. Mm-hmm. Does any offense with Srimad Bhagavatam name and Vaishnava? Though he has gone so much, but not mukta. Like you remember Vaishnavadas in Jaiva Dharma. He was Kashi Pandit and he became Paramahansa. No? Paramahansa means Swarup Siddha. But actually he was not Swarup Siddha. When he came to Navadvip, I was only pretending to be mukta. So I could not pay respect to the person who was telling Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara and weeping. I neglected that person. Now I am seeking him, where he is, so that I may take the dust of that person, feet of that person. He now realized himself that I am not mukta. I should search the mukta person, that who was singing so sweet. So in search he went to Vrindavan and then came to Navadvip. And then from beginning he began from Harinam. His Gurudev told that you should take Harinam. After that he left his all sannyas vesh also, took mala, kanthi, tilak, and after that he received Gopal mantra and all these things, and gradually he went up. So far vimukta, maninaha, not mukta, those who are only pretending to be mukta. If so they
still within this world.
By mind and soul and by bodily. Three.
Now, when it says that the demons and the impersonalists get the same result, they go to Siddhalok. Is that a permanent position? That Siddhalok, is that permanent? Or will they fall down again?
No, they will not fall down. If they have gone there to the Siddhalok, opposite bank of Birja, they will not fall.
But that is not a very good position.
It's horrible. Not good position.
Only like Gop Kumar persons can go out of
then it's very bad.
Certainly. Our Goswami has told that the Siddha Lok, to go Siddha Lok, is so much.
So that verse, Ayanyai Ravindaksha Vimukta Maninas, that does not refer to those who go to Siddha Lok.
No, here it is, it has been told at the stage of that person. From that stage, Brahmi Sthiti in Gita. Esha Brahmi Sthiti. What is Brahmi Sthiti? Brahma Bhutaha, Prasannatma, na sochati, na kankshati, samah sarvesh bhuteshu, mad bhaktim labhate param. They have not yet have para bhakti, mane prema bhakti. But all these qualifications have come. Ki?
Sochati.
Brahma Bhutaha. What is the meaning of Brahma Bhutaha? Khudha, pipasa, understanding? Khudha means
hungry and thirsty.
Hunger and thirst. Janma marana.
Birth and death.
And sok moha.
Lamentation.
Illusion.
It is not covered by all six kind of these virtues. That is called Brahmi Sthiti. Sthiti pragasya ka bhasa, samadhisthasya kesava. Kim prabhasita?
Kim asit, kim vrajit,
kim asit. In Srimad Bhagavata, Gita, in second, yajnisha sarvabhutanam tasyang jagratri samyajam. Understanding all these things?
Something.
This is sthita pragya.
Sthiti Pragya. Sthiti Pragya means Brahmi Sthiti. No desire at all. Even Krishna Seva is not in them. No worldly desire or any paramarthic desire in them.
Then what happens to them?
Brahmabhuta Prasannatma, always very cheerful. Right? Up to this stage they have come. This is Brahmabhuta Avastha, a Brahmi Sthiti. If they will have any association of Bhakta at that time, they can easily go to the Prema Bhakti. And if they have no association, then will never go.
Achha,
if they have association of Brahmavadi at that time, from there two ways goes, two road goes. One, if they have association of Bhakta, they will go to Vaikuntha and Prema Bhakti they can achieve. And if they have no association like this, they will go direct to that place.
Siddhama.
Siddhalo.
And from there they will not fall back.
No.
That shloka of Yayan Yayabindaksha, that is not for them.
Not for them. Those who are living in this and practicing, they are not mukta, mukta maninaha. Understanding that I am mukta, but they are not mukta. But they have come so near. A stage has come near.
Now sometimes devotees like Narada, they also pass through Siddha Loka. So can those souls who are in Siddha Loka, he doesn't, well,
if he sees that Krishna wants to save anyone for a special mercy, then he goes. Like Kon Kumar?
Gop Kumar.
He was japing Gopal Mantra. But he wanted to see how this lok is. So he went there. And Krishna saw that perhaps he will be forever So he sent Narad, go and remind him and rescue him and take him to me. So a person comes. Like Yudhishthir Maharaj, there was no need to go to Swarga or hell. No? But he went to hell. And the persons who were in hell, they were praying that don't go from here. We are so much pleased here to see you, fragrant coming from your body. And we have no now pain, any kind of pain and suffering. So be here for always. Then he prayed, Yudhishthir Maharaj, that I will be here for always. I will never go to in heaven. Because now I am offering my every punya to all these persons. Then Brahma and Indra came. Viman, aeroplane is ready. You should sit and you will take to heaven. He told that I will not go. Why? Because I have given my all punya to all these persons. I am punyales. Punyales you? Nahi ka punyera lesa. So I will have to bhog karna hai, narak bhog karenge. I will have to
stay in hell, narak.
Suffering hell.
I shall
be suffer hell.
Bhog means
enjoy.
I will enjoy.
Enjoy.
No, sabhi hog. Bhog jaise dukh bhog. আর সুখ ভোগ না হবে না। আই উইল এনজয় মাই অল থিং দোজ হু আর দে আর সাফারিং। দেন ব্রহ্মা টোল দ্যাট বাই গিভিং ইউর অল পুণ্য টু দেম এ নিউ পুণ্য হ্যাজ কম অ্যান্ড বাই নিউ পুণ্য ইউ ক্যান নট লিভ হিয়ার ইউ উইল হ্যাভ টু গো দেয়ার। But actually, Yudhishthir is Krishna Parikar of Dwarka. He went with Krishna to Dwarka Lila. No? And the goddess who has been entered in Yudhishthir, that is Dharmaraj, Yama, he went to heaven. Arjuna not went to heaven, but he went to with Krishna. And in Arjuna, Indra was there. He returned.
They went to the heaven.
One thing is here also that God has prayed Krishna through Brahma that anyhow we are in so calamity and suffering. So, God should come and rescue us. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharat abhyutthan adharmasya tadatmanam si jamne. Paritranaya sadhunam duskita. Vinasa duskita. So, only they have prayed that for duskrit persons to kill and to bring peace in this, nothing more. So they return to their places, they have no such bhakti.
So Indra returned to Krishna?
Huh?
Indra returned to Krishna?
No.
Oh.
He returned to heaven.
Heaven.
Oh. Because he wanted that our Swarga Rajya should be safe. Only for safety he has done prarthana. So he in another birth, if he will have association, and Sukriti he has done in Krishna pastimes, then he will come to earth and practice and then go.
I have a question. In Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, Pramana Kanda, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur quoted from the Ananta Samhita. He quotes from the Ananta Samhita that he is explaining how Navadvip has become manifest. And in the he quotes that in the Ananta Samhita it describes that one time Srimati Radhika heard that Krishna was with another gopi, Viraja. And so she went, but she could not find them because at that time this Viraja turned into a river and Krishna disappeared. So then she, between the Ganga and Jamuna, she made one place, Navadvip. Very beautiful place. And then she, it says that she played a flute and called Krishna there. And Krishna came. And seeing this wonderful place, and seeing Srimati Radhika, then gradually he took on the form of Gaurahari. And that place became Navadvip.
But by this story, some question will arise. That Navadvip is not permanent.
Not eternal.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has so many ideas. So many ideas. And for so many qualifications, adhikar means kya?
Qualification.
Different persons with different qualifications.
He has written different things. Like Vyasadeva.
So, if we are explaining to people, can we recite this story as one story?
Because they will not have any question. They want to hear a story, and by the story, they will believe that this is right. As we used to believe that from Viraja, Karnadishai Vishnu, all jiva are created, Tatastha Shakti. But now we see another thing, another idea. Jiva is permanent, he never comes off out of anyone. Like Krishna, all jivas, all souls are permanent. So not coming and going, not creation of jiva. Karan Bari means not actual, Bari means jal, not water. But the reasoning is there. In Sukshya. Because after these 14 lokas, 14 lokas, 8 coverings are there. They are very Sukshya, very Sukshya. Not in the shape of water, not in the shape of
earth,
not in the shape of Agni, fire. No? Air, there is no air like here. So, he has given only Sakhachandranyaya. You know Sakhachandranyaya?
The philosophy.
Moon is seeing there. I am showing a person that see, moon is there on the branch. Not, moon is not on the branch. Moon is so far away from here. In like manner, Bhaktivinoda Thakur takes a boy's finger in his hand and so says that, oh, you should try to walk walk, walk. So for lame and blind persons, he has in also in Purans, so many things have been given.
But we may sometimes recite this for purpose of convincing people.
For all persons, ordinary persons, we should. Like Brahma Vaivarta, there was quarrel among Sidam or Subal and Radhika. They each other
cursed
and came to this world. Tulsi was also cursed, and he came as a Tulsi, the wife of
Shalagam, Shankachura.
Not that all these things are there. So Srimad Bhagavata is Amal Puran.
It doesn't include those things.
Nothing.
Then why we should speak?
For that process of persons. As Mahabharata has been written for ordinary persons, and Srimad Bhagavata for best learned persons. That is.
Kaviraj Goswami calls imaginary stories. Imaginary stories.
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, where?
Or Prabhupada mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
What? Where?
Again, he says it is mentioned imaginary stories. Like for example, I can't remember the. When I go to Los Angeles, I find the quote. I don't have my notes with me. Like for example, that Krishna and Balaram came from two hairs.
He says that bogus
from two hairs.
That's different.
Well, I'm saying there are several what it is called imaginary stories.
No.
He says.
It is written in Srimad Bhagavat also.
The two hairs?
Hair means hair. God never become old. His hairs are not at any time be white. Here only that one will come in Gaur Varna. White color means here Gaur Varna in Baldev form.
In?
Baldev form. Baldev was fine.
Baladev.
Baldev was in Gaur Varna and Krishna was black. So denoting this has been written. Jiva Goswami in Krishna Sandarbha, he has told so many things about this. He has rejected all this.
One question that Uddhav, after seeing the gopis' intense prema for Krishna, how could he live in Dwarka after that? He was desiring to become Vrajavasi. So if he's desiring to become Vrajavasi and get the dust of one special gopi, why must he stay in Dwarka after that kind of desire?
Desire cannot give anything. Fruit. By only desire, not fruit comes. He desired, but he was associate of Dwarka and Mathura only. How he can go? Cannot. There is no sadhak sthiti there. Only siddha persons are in Golok Vrindavan.
Because his stai bhav was not. His stai bhav was not that.
No.
So he cannot.
He can be grass, and grass is santaras. So he prefers that whether I have a birth of grass, no harm in Vrindavan. Anyhow, gopis fits dhuli, dust will be my head. And then I will be so much saubhagyavan,
fortunate,
that I may have that thing. When he was living Vrindavan, he was thinking that I see gopis are utmost up in Krishna prem. Their vipralambha and sambhog vilan, both lila and both bhava he has seen. he has prayed for their dust and to be grass in Vrindavan, everything. But he realized that how they are suffering, having so much love for Krishna, and yet they are always crying and crying, lean and thin, always in suffering. So if I will be in Vrindavan, then Krishna may also leave me like gopis. So I should go at once to Mathura. So he returned. He has no adhikar to live with gopis. He knew some mahima of gopis. Mahima?
Glories.
Hmm?
Glories.
Glories of gopis. But he did not wanted to be gopi or anything. Jal diya to.
Jal.
You will also drink?
No.
You? Ekau diya.
He is drinking.
Hmm?
Already drinking.
I want to become drunkard.
You know everything, but yet you are asking.
You're like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you are saying things like that to encourage fools.
In 1 week, in 1 week, Tamal Krishna Raj will be in China. In 1 week from now, he will be preaching in China. And China is such a horrible, horrible place. So he is worried that how can he take this and keep it in China?
He is going to serve his spiritual master in a so difficult and so many obstacles are there, but yet he is going. So his Prabhupada will have so much mercy upon him. One thing we see that Narayan or Krishna told to so many persons that obey me and preach against the main principles of Bhagavad Gita or Vedas, that God has no name, roop, gun, roop, lila, etc. And all are Brahma. But anyone was not ready to do this task. He then said to Shankar, he was also not ready. This hard task, Krishna told, that without you, anyone cannot do this task. Then he became ready and he became Shankar. Also when ocean was
churned.
Then beast came
poison
was out of
Gar.
He saw that all are dying, no is able to do this task. He at once Vishnu called Shankar and said, you are qualified to do this task. So in China, it is not less than that, taking bees and all these things. So hard task he is doing.
No one else can do. No one else can do it.
Certainly. We cannot live a moment there, but he can do. He can live and do all these things very patiently. You will go in China?
No.
No?
No, if you want, I will.
He is Prabhu Datta Desh in Bombay.
Oh. He's been in Africa.
Africa?
Africa.
Achcha.
Black Africa also.
Achcha.
I was reading in one purport of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila. There is a description of the song by Narottama Das, Goranga Bolite Havi, Kula Kasari. And there was the explanation in that, I think it was by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, was very similar to what you were saying yesterday about if one gives one's heart to Lord Nityananda, then by the mercy of Lord Nityananda he can become free from material desires and then be in Vrindavan and then get the mercy of Rupa Sanatan. But the first line of that song describes how first one should chant, be in ecstatic love and chant Hari Hari, chant the names of Krishna. And then after that, then Nityananda's mercy. And that didn't sound, first it seems like by the mercy of Nityananda, then you could properly chant Hari Hari. But it is described first Goranga, first get the mercy.
First he is perhaps first he is realizing that I want to cry Hari Hari and water should come from here and this should be melted. But he saw that this is not coming, tears are not coming. I may be aparadhi. He thinks like this. He is not aparadhi, yet he thinks. And then he remembers the pastimes of Jagai and Madhai that Nityananda Prabhu has done mercy. And then he thinks that without Nityananda Prabhu, this stage will not come. So then he does prarthana to Nityananda Prabhu. Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Bhave Nir. After that,
Ar
Kave Nityananda
Nitai Chand.
Nitai Chand Karuna Karive Sansar Basanamor Kave Dur Hove. Then to Rupa Sanatan. Rupa Sanatan, by the mercy of Rupa Sanatan, when I will have position in Vrindavan, I will see Vrindavan.
Rupa Raghunatha Pale.
Now when we will meet again?
What is the plan?
He is coming in Kartik, before Kartik.
In Vrindavan?
I am coming to India at the time of just before Janmashtami. There are some meetings in Mayapur for 10 days. And then I am supposed to go to Bombay. But I had no plan as yet to go to Vrindavan until Kartik. Unless there is some work in Vrindavan.
You will be in Bombay perhaps.
Yes.
Any news about that case?
We don't have any definite news. But if possible, we can phone Bombay tomorrow or next day and get news. And then maybe we can contact you in Calcutta if some new development is there. We can contact you in Calcutta on 12th. Will you be in Calcutta?
We may be, not me.
He said he wanted to go from here. You wanted to go from here.
When we first, I will go. There is a place named Chinsura. It may take 2 or 3 days, and after that I will go to Calcutta.
So
you can tell them who will receive that. Tell Narayan Maharaj this.
All right,
it will do.
No problem. We can tell you. Any special instruction for us?
I praise Swamiji and my Gurudev, Radhakrishna Mahaprabhu, that the greed which you have now should go up. একটি পাতা তো দিতে পারে try to bachana raksha karna kya hota hai
rakshana
protection try to protect this greed so that it may
grow
more and more. Do your all things as you are doing, but internally always try to remember all these things and to increase all this. To preach Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati tells, to preach ordinary persons, bimukh person, is only to cut a forest and to give them Krishna and all these ideas in this world is very, very hard task. Especially in your side, it is very hard task. In America, no hard task. In England, no hard task. Because they are God-favoring. So it is easy. But in China, Russia, it is very hard. So we should do also, but always, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur are our all acharyas, internally doing our practices, and outwardly we should do all these things. And you are all doing in so good manner.
Kindly keep us in your mind.
your activities, and so generous things will always remind me.
If you remember us, then surely we will be protected. Our greed will grow.
Then he will go very far away, but you will be in Bombay.
So for some time, then I also have to go to Africa.
Africa, South Africa.
Yes.
There are centers of ISKCON.
Yes. There's a big temple in Durban.
Durban.
Yeah, and also in Johannesburg and Cape Town.
Three. There are Indians.
Yes.
He won't have anything to steal. What will he do? How will he live?
He has already stolen so much that he will simply be living off of what he has stolen.
Until next time.
And when his storehouse is empty, he will again enter.
That's opposite to what Maharaj said. He said it should increase, and you're saying it should be better.
उधर के दिले ने उधर के उठे तो
What happened? Lotus, lotus in name.
Da, order kade. এদের পাতাটা নিয়ে ফেলে দিও আর একটু হাত ধুয়ে দিও का पत्ता लेकर के फेंक दो On 13th or 16th, I will start from here. If it is arranged, then I will start on 13th, otherwise on 16th I will start.
She has pepper, chili.
Chili. I thought that Americans don't take chili. But they did. What chili?
Parrots take chili. Parrots.
They always meet me freely. No, nothing. The Narada Swami has gone?
Yes. He is back in Vrindavan for already 2 weeks.
And Gopal Krishna Swami has not come?
He is in Vrindavan now, and then he will go.
He did not join your meetings? Gopal Krishna?
He was in the meeting.
He was there.
Yeah, he was
there. Meetings finished 2 weeks ago. Over 2 weeks.